السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. الله تبارك وتعالى mentions in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful. Don't make kufran a ni'mat. So does it mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes forgets his servants? So therefore when the servant remembers him, then Allah ta'ala remembers that there is such a servant existing in the world. Allah ta'ala knows us. He is closer to us than our jugular veins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's remembrance of us means, as explained by Hazrat Mujaddidi Millat Rahmatullah Alayh, that fazkuruni bil ita'ati azkurkum bil inayati. Remember me by ita'at, be obedient to me. Your obedience to me, ita'at, is my remembrance. And when you are going to be obedient, you are going to make ita'at, then I will remember you with inayat, with gifts, bounties. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will shower his bounties upon those people who will remember him. And remembrance means ita'at. Allah ta'ala's two rights, you have heard many times, the right of his azmat and the right of his muhabbat. The right of azmat is this, that we restrain ourselves from haram. And the right of his muhabbat is that we make our namaz, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, hajj, umrah, give charities, make tahajjud, ishraq, chasht. All that is the right of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. That in muhabbat the person wants to do all these things. So since we are now entering that phase, which all know as the Easter madness phase. So this morning, talking to the girls at the madrasa in the tarbiyah lessons, told them that now what you are going to be invited towards by the media, newspapers, radio, television and everything is nothing but entertainment, fun, pleasure. All kinds of entertainment will be thrown so that we get trapped somewhere or the other. If you don't get bitten by this snake, then you get bitten by that one. If this scorpion doesn't bite, then that scorpion will bite. But somewhere, you must get trapped. That is nafs and shaitan's shrewdness. They will spread the net out, so that you get caught somewhere or the other. And we are so weak, that the moment we read all those announcements, all those advertisements, and we watch all those programs, then we will get caught somewhere or the other. Even though it may be just, as we say, for the fun of it, let us just go and see what's happening. But when we know that we are going to get caught in haram entertainment and pleasures, then at that time it's our duty to stay far away from there and look for those places where Allah Ta'ala's bandas and Allah Ta'ala's friends, Allah Ta'ala's servants are getting together to remember him. Whether it's the ijtima that's taking place at Ladysmith or any other dini program. So the person now looks for those places where he can protect and safeguard his iman. Because on the one hand is the pull of all these evils. And until we don't take that pain, which you have heard thousands of times now, on our heart of restraining ourselves from haram, we will get nowhere. Our ta'lim, our zikr, our ibadat, our gush, our zikr programs and khanqas and everything will get us nowhere if we are not going to take that pain of restraining ourselves from haram. Barbaade muhabbat ko na barbaad karenge, mere dile na shaad ko wo shaad karenge. If we have destroyed our heart once in the love of Allah and in the khawf of Allah, then Allah will not bring about another destruction on that heart. Gira ke bijli mera nashe man jala ke apna bana liya. Gira ke bijli mera nashe man jala ke apna bana liya. Ghamo ke phoolo se mere dil ko varae maskan sajaliya. Allah Ta'ala caused the lightning to strike my heart, the lightning to strike my nest, and he destroyed it, he burnt it. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to make me his. Allah Ta'ala wanted to make me his. Therefore, all those things on which I had a lot of hope and a lot of tawakkul and trust, Allah Ta'ala took it away. And then he decorated my heart. He decorated my heart with the flowers of gham, that pain in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, in the khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Because it will be a pain. We will be seeing our cousins, aunties, uncles, nephews, and even grandfathers and grandmothers hooked up there, watching all the semi-naked women and men dancing and parading on the shores. You will find so many hooked up there. Now at that time, to restrain ourselves, it is not an easy thing. Especially for young people who have got good health, they've got money in the pocket, and they've got everything going for them. Now what else is going to restrain them except the khawf of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What else will restrain the person except the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala? So that gham that the person will take on his heart, the flowers of those pain and that gham, he says, Allah Ta'ala decorated my heart with that gham because Allah Ta'ala wants to reside in that heart. When the kings built places for staying, they built palaces. The king, he wants to have a big palace. Everybody wants a massive building. The bigger the status and the bigger the position and the bigger the post, the bigger the building the person wants. The bigger the plane the person wants. They cannot travel after that in buses and taxis and ordinary cars. Then they must have jets, 300 million rand jets for private use. So the bigger the person, the bigger he wants. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in his sight, the entire world, the universe and everything put together, all the gold and silver and the oil wells, not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not require those kind of buildings to reside in. Of course Allah doesn't have body, he doesn't have physical body, hands, face, etc. It is for explanation that it is a tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, in which heart he comes, that heart which the person has destroyed, he has shattered in his love, Allah Ta'ala resides, Allah Ta'ala comes into those hearts. Then Allah Ta'ala fills those hearts with the nur of Iman, with the sweetness of Iman. And that's haqiqat, it is not just metaphorical, it is not just something that's a fantasy, it's a haqiqat. Then Allah Ta'ala gives the sweetness of Iman in those hearts. So brothers, all these majlises that you have been attending, the zikr program that you have been attending, what is the purpose and what is the maqsad? If we haven't attained the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and every little thing draws us, every haram entertainment attracts us, then it means that we still have got a long, long way to go. We must keep on making the effort to get somewhere. Don't give it up. Whatever you are doing, make shukr. Whatever we are doing, make shukr. But we must not think that we have reached just because we made some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat. We made some gash, talim. So now we have reached. It's a long way to go. Until we have not learned to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's itaat in everything. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us in these times of fitna from all these fitnas. These are the different webs and nets of shaitan. And this is what Dajjal will be doing. He will be throwing all these type of nets and people will be getting trapped. So go and participate in those programs which will keep us safe away from the fitnas. Just as people are attracted to those fitnas, sometimes we are attracted to certain good deeds and certain good ashar and poetry and certain good zikrs and tilawat and ibadat. So what can I do? Every time I try to read something else, again Ay Mere Data attracts me. But tonight I will be reading something that I read some time ago and I had forgotten about it, but one sincere friend of mine reminded me. So inshallah we will read that tonight. I had explained this in that particular majlis. Tonight we will just read it. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے او اللہ far too long I have remained useless and I have remained indifferent and I have remained in slumber and sleep negligent of my duties towards you and towards Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and towards the deen of yours but now get me up from this slumber and sleep of mine بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں ہاں ایوری ون از اے فلاور او اللہ ان یور گارڈن دا اونلی تھورن ان دیٹ گارڈن از مائی سیلف رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bohat hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon main ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon main ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
ND532852 Remove your car.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khaleelullah illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا رحیم یا کریم یا ستار یا غفار ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما forgive each and every one of us oh my Allah forgive us forgive our parents forgive our brothers and sisters forgive our family members forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم oh my beloved Allah have mercy on the ummah of Nabi علیہ الصلاة والسلام Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants. Nothing else has gathered us here except that we have acknowledged you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik, as our Sattar, Ghaffar, Allah. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we have committed, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, it is our weakness. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are not justifying our weakness. We are acknowledging and confessing before you, oh my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are extending our hands before you. Oh my Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies. Hey Allah, we are extending them before you. We are not extending them before an idol who does not see us, does not hear us, cannot avail of. Hey Allah, we are extending them before you. All treasures lie with you. Our life lies in your hands. Our sight in your hands. Our hearing in your hands. Our speech in your hands. Our heart, liver and lungs are all functioning because of your hukam. Ey Vere Allah, when you order them to stop, then all the doctors of the world cannot get them going. Ey Allah, if you order it to stop, then all the medical science of the world cannot get the person back to life. Ya Allah, our life is in your hands. Therefore, we are turning towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh, my Allah, even if there was a tiny little black ant that was crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh Allah, you are well aware of everything that we did. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Oh Allah, you have witnessed everything that we have done. Ya Allah, it was your kindness and your forgiveness and your mercy and your compassion that you did not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, if you only had made us like the Bani Israel, that the sins that they committed at night were written on their doors in the mornings. Ya Allah, none of us would have been able to face the world. Ey Allah, humme kitni sharmindagi hoti. Ya Allah, how much of sins we committed in the darkness of nights. How much of sins we committed in the light of day. In spite of that, you have given us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear and shelter above our heads. And so much of your ne'mats. Ey Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ke teri hi ne'mate kha kha kar teri
تیری نافرمانی کرتے ہیں، یا اللہ تیری نعمتیں کھا کر تیری ہی نافرمانی کرتے ہیں، تیری دی ہوئی آنکھ تیری ہی نافرمانی میں استعمال کرتے ہیں، یا اللہ the sight that you blessed us with we use it for your disobedience، the hearing you blessed us with we use for your disobedience، the speech you blessed us with we use for your disobedience، the wealth that you gave us we use it at the casinos and at the cinemas and the theaters and for the videos and for everything that is displeasing to you. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us there and then. Ey Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are. Ey Allah, tu jaisa koi khuda nahi. Ey Allah, ab to hame maaf farma de, hamare liye teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de, teri maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. Ey Allah, how long are we going to walk on this earth of yours like munafiqs and hypocrites? Ey Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, too long have we disobeyed you and displeased you. Ey Allah, too long have we distanced ourselves from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, din raat hum teri nafarmani karte rahe. Ey Allah, hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum nalayak hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai magar tere bande hai. Ya Allah, who are we going to turn towards you? Towards, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, there is no one else for us that we can turn towards. There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us in which we can go and beg. Ey Allah, we are extending these bowls before you. Ya Allah, do not return our hands empty. Ey Allah, tu kareem hai. Ya Allah, do not return our hands empty. Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the ideas in our minds. Ya Allah, put us in the sirat-e-mustaqeem. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to you. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, put us on the road that leads to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove us far from the road that leads to Jahannam. Ya Allah, take us far away from the road that leads to hell. Ya Allah, take us far away from the road that leads to Shaitan. Ey Allah, hum nafs o shaitan ke ghulam ban chuke hai. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have got the leash around us and they take us in whichever direction they wish. Ya Allah, remove us from the nafs and shaitan's leashes. Ya Allah, remove us from the ghulami and the servitude of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, and make us your slaves and your servants. Ya Allah, there is nothing more pleasant than being your slaves and your servants. Ya Allah, the chains of your muhabbat, O Allah, tie them around us. Ya Allah, let the chains be so tight around us that nothing in the world can loosen that chain. Ey Allah, hame teri aisi muhabbat ki zanjeer mein bandh de ki Allah nafs o shaitan us zanjeer ko tod na sake. Ey Allah, give us such a bond with you that nothing can remove us from that bond. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to give up everything that is displeasing to you and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day and for the men folk with jamaat in the masjid. And oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to keep fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, and to go for hajj if farz. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our neighbors. Ya Allah, our wives and children. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our teachers and ustads, our mashayikh. Ey Allah, tu hame har shakhs ka haq ada karne ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, har gunah se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, the days of fitna have dawned upon us. Fitnas from all sides, O Allah, pouring upon us. O Allah, we have become drenched in the rains of fitna. Ey Allah, tere siwa habe korn bacha sakega. Ya Allah, which way are we going to turn? Ey Allah, which way are we going to turn? Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us, fitnas pouring into our homes via the satellite television. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum kidhar jaye, hum kidhar jaye? Agar tu ne nahi bachaya to tu bata mere pyare khuda, hamara kon hai tere siwa? Tere siwa hamara koi nahi hai. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri.
جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nobody is mine. If you are not ours, then nobody is ours. Then our children are not ours. Then our homes do not give us comfort. Then our businesses do not give us joy and satisfaction. Then there is no peace and happiness and contentment in our lives. But oh Allah, if you become ours, then even if we have nothing in our pockets, if we have nothing in our pockets, if we have patched clothes, if we have sickness and ill health, then to oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. The kingdoms are ours. Then we will find peace and comfort and satisfaction in everything. Ey mere khuda tu hamara ban ja.
Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera falak mera zameen meri. Ey Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Make us with your power of jazb yours. We do not have the strength to do good deeds and actions. Ya Allah, teri quwwat-e jazb se hum sabko apna bana le. Ya Allah, hum sabko apne quwwat-e jazb se apna bana le. Give us all long life. Bless us with good health. Bless our children with good health. Our parents with good health. Our families with good health. The entire ummah with good health. Oh Allah, bless us with good spiritual health and physical health. Remove all the evils that have entered our hearts. Remove the pride and arrogance from our hearts. Remove the jealousy and malice and greed from our hearts. Remove the envy and jealousy from our hearts. Remove the evil desires and passions from our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhud and shukr and itaat. Light up our hearts with the noor of sabr. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of tawakkul. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. سارے کام کرنے والوں کو تو اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. جو اجتباع ہونے والا ہے اس کو قبول فرما. زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں کو تیرے راہ میں نکل کر قربانی پیش کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اور سب کی مکمل اصلاح فرما. یا اللہ, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما, دارالعلوم کی محنت قبول فرما. اے اللہ, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, پروٹیکٹ دا حرمین شریفین فرام آل دا فتناز دیٹ آئی ایون pouring in those Mubarak lands. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Ey mere pyare khuda, is duniya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ey Allah, is duniya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of tawbah before the ghusl of mayyat is given to our bodies. Ey Allah, a day is going to come in our lives when our eyes are going to shut. Our lips are going to move no more. Our tongues are going to speak no more. Our hands are going to touch no more. Our feet are going to walk no more. Ey Allah, our cars and our buildings and our properties will remain in their places. We will not be even able to look at them anymore. Ey Allah, aise waqt mein tu hum par raham farma. Barkat wali maut ata farma. Before the death time comes and before the ghusl is given to us of mayyat, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of toba. Ghusl mayyat سے پہلے پہلے غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. اور اے اللہ, لباس کفن ہم پر پہنایا جائے, اس لباس سے پہلے پہلے ہمیں لباس تقوی کی توفیق عطا فرما. Before the garment of coffin is put onto our bodies, give us the توفیق to wear the garment of تقوی over our nafs. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم سب کو برکت والی موت عطا فرما. یا اللہ, don't let the angel of death visit us in some disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in some cinema or theater. Oh Allah, people are dying in prostitute quarters. People are dying in cinemas and theaters and discos. People are dying committing adultery and fornication. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from such miserable death. Protect us from such humiliating and disgraceful and embarrassing death. Ya Allah, ہمیں ایسی موت عطا فرما کہ جس پر فرشتے بھی رش کرنے لگے. Give us such a kind of death that even the angels become desirous of such a death. اے اللہ, مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر ہمیں موت نصیب فرما, اس پاک مٹی کے اندر ہمیں دفن نصیب فرما, جنت البقیع کے اندر اے اللہ ہماری قبر فرما. اے اللہ, شہادت کی موت مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر نصیب فرما. اے میرے پیارے خدا, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا قرب نصیب فرما. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over those graves, then we may be forgiven too. Lekin agar muqaddar mein maut wahan nahi hai, then wherever the time of death comes, let it be a death of barakat. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who have got financial difficulties and problems, remove their financial difficulties and problems. Bless them with plenty of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those whose children are suffering
from all kinds of diseases and sickness. Ya Allah, remove the physical and spiritual diseases and sicknesses. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cause the winds of hidayah to blow throughout the continents, oh my Allah. Sabke sabku tu hidayah de de. Ya Allah, but those who have made up their minds that they are not going to accept hidayat. Oh Allah, wo musalmanon ke liye rode banne hue hai, unko aad aur samud ki tarike se halak farma. Mujahideen e chechnia ki madad farma, mujahideen e falastin ki madad farma, mujahideen e afghanistan ki madad farma. Allah, mujahideen e kashmir ki madad farma, sare afrika mein jahan mujahideen mehnat kar rahe uski madad aur nusrat farma. Ey Allah, Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne jitni duaye hamare liye mangi hai, all the duas of khair that he made for the ummat. Ya Allah, bless us with all that khair. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitna and mischief and corruption that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect our parents, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummat of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, those young girls and boys who cannot seem to find right matches, Ya Allah, unko nek jor naseeb farma. Ya Allah, deen ke upar jo unke madad karne wale ho, aise jor naseeb farma. Unke gunaho se hifazat farma aur unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwab rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.